Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. My name is Jeremy Lawrence.
And I'm Michael Loudon.
The gap there was for Roger. You didn't hear him?
No, he was awfully quiet.
Yeah, he actually told me at some point, I don't know what it is he's doing with his time. See, he's probably just sitting at home laughing at us. That's all. You know, he's got a tropical drink sitting there in front of his television watching Netflix, I have a feeling.
Wearing a Hawaiian shirt, got some sand, you know, on the carpet.
There you go. I don't know what his wife allowed him to put sand on the carpet like
that. I don't know.
But, nevertheless, he's taking some well-deserved time away, so we get a chance to spend some time with you. And normally at this point in the show, you would be hearing Roger going, are we going to give away tickets now? Are we going to do it now? To which I would say, not yet. Now. Which usually, you know, you get that reaction from him.
Yes. That I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, you know, he loves to give things away, and I do too. And we decided, you know what? What better way to start off an hour of the program than by giving away a little something? And we have a little something. These are tickets to a brand new movie. See, this isn't even out yet. It's out later this week. So you get to be among the first people to see this movie. It's Divergent. And to add to it, I mean, not only are you seeing this thing at the Celebration Cinema, which, let's face it, it's a great place to go and great food and all that stuff. You know all that. We don't need to tell you all that. But you get to see it in IMAX, which is even better. You know, I mean, if we could possibly make it better, we've done so with these tickets. And we're going to give them away right now. You say, well, how are you going to do it? Well, very simply, you have, first of all, it's a two-step process. It's not a three-step process like it was the other day, because it's not Michael's birthday. So, you know, you're out for that.
Yeah, that's over.
You don't have to wish him a happy birthday. Don't have to worry about that. But what you do have to do is call 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And you have to answer this dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael has been dreaming up for the entire program. So, Michael, hit us with the question.
All right. So, we all know that this is March Madness coming up on Thursday. And,
it is?
Yep, definitely. For those of you who don't know. And the Western Michigan Broncos, they clinched a spot in the NCAA tournament over the weekend. This is their fourth trip to the NCAA tournament in their school's basketball history. And so, my question is, WMU made the NCAA tournament in 1998 as an 11 seed. What team did Western Michigan defeat in the first round of the NCAA basketball tournament that year?
Wow. Okay. There's one I don't know myself, so we'll find out if you know about that.
Yes, and the answer is out there.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. So you got a little time, not much, but a little time. You can call 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And, do some of that internet research, but don't tell Michael you did that, okay? Don't tell him. Just sound proud and say, you know what? I know the answer to that, and it's this. Sadly, I don't know the answer to that, so I'm going to be surprised here in a little while as well. Well, here in a little bit, as we continue on with the program, you know, you talk about successful people, and you talk about some of the, I mean, think about some of the successful people that have been out there and, you know, whether it was inventing things or just being entrepreneurs or whatever. But you think successful people, you think about, Bill Gates, Microsoft, that kind of thing. You know, you think about, Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, came up with a new way of interaction. And it really has changed everything. Well, another guy that is on that list of people that have been successful about things is Sir Richard Branson. Now, he's been knighted in Britain, so, you know, you got to call him Sir. But he is the kind of guy that has done all sorts of things. left school at the age of 16 and started working on a magazine, set one up with one of his friends and started rolling on this thing. Started Virgin Records in the 70s. In the 80s, he formed Virgin Atlantic Airlines. And then Virgin Mobile came along in the 90s. You have Virgin Galactic. We've heard about that. You know, the space travel and that kind of thing. I mean, this is a guy that it just seems like everything he touches turns to gold. It does kind of seem that way. And he had some interesting tips for success. I'm going to bounce them off of you and let you get just a feel for some of the wisdom that he has. And then I wanted to turn it around a little bit. Then a little bit later, I want to hear from you some of the different tips for success. If you've had success, it's something where we get to hear from you and say, well, Richard Branson's right about that, or, well, no, he's not right about that one. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now, though, we're going to check back in with Michael because he claims he's got an answer for this.
Yes.
This one took a while.
Yes. Well, the first caller had a guess. They were trying to think of it at the time, and they guessed Nebraska, and Nebraska was not the team that they did defeat. The team that they did defeat was Clemson.
Oh, Clemson. Okay.
Yes, and that was in 1998, like I said, and they defeated them 75-72. And our winner was Dave Runstrom from Kalamazoo.
Okay. All right. Well, Dave, you get those tickets and you get to go see Divergent. This is like the brand new, and this is, if you want to get in on the ground floor of one of these series coming along, movie series, Divergent is number one in a series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 'cause there's like, I think, three books in this series. So we got those tickets. They got his name on them. But I think I do have a few more somewhere. I have to look around and see. So later on in the week, we'll quite possibly have, if we're not overrun completely with basketball, we will have a show somewhere where we're going to give some more of these away. So,
all right.
So we can look forward to that. Meantime, though, I wanted to get back to what we were talking about. Because Richard Branson, I mean, he's got a lot of interesting advice. But also, you have interesting advice. I know you do. Because, let's face it, an awful lot of people have been out and about doing what they do and have found different ways to be successful. And so, you know, while you want to hear from somebody like Sir Richard Branson, I want to hear from you as well. So we're going to share his top 10 tips for success. But as we share these, I want you to kind of listen and go, okay, he's right about that, or oh, no, he's wrong about that one. Or if you can think of something else where you go, you know what? I have a tip I didn't hear. I'd like to hear from you. Here's the numbers, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can 80373 and get with us that way to be able to share via text some of your tips for us. So the top 10 tips for success from Sir Richard Branson, founder of the Virgin Group, Virgin Records, Virgin Atlantic Airlines, Virgin Mobile, Virgin Galactic, the latest venture where he's taking people into space. He says, one of the biggest things, follow your dreams and just do it. So you always hear people saying, follow your dreams. Well, he's saying, you know what, follow your dreams, but get out there and do it. Another thing he says, make a positive difference and do some good. And that's something you hear from him as well, because he's out there not only, you know, doing things for business to be able to get people working and that kind of thing, but he's out there making a difference in people's lives. He says, believe in your ideas and be the best. And if you think about, you know, the way that he's run things, it's very true. I mean, he believes in his ideas. He's absolutely, it seems like every one of his ideas turns out to be a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably isn't. You know, I'd really love to hear some of his clunkers because, you know.
Everyone has them along the way.
No, you do. But he just seems like everything he touches, that it's just a great idea. Now, here's another one. And I totally agree with this. It says, have fun and look after your team. If you're not having fun doing what you're doing, then work becomes a four-letter word in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're taking care of people, particularly if you're in charge of people, if you're taking care of them, looking after them, you're going to have an overall better product because guess what? Everybody's having fun. And then he says, don't give up. How many of us do that one? You sit there and go, ah, throw up your hands. And you don't realize you were probably maybe about 4 or 5 months away from that moment when it all starts to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about, you know, Richard Branson, he started his record business as a mail order company. And it turned into record label and all of this stuff. I mean, you know, that's certainly, it's something that, you know, I'm sure he never really totally envisioned that. It was just like, all right, well, we're just going to stick to this. We're not going to give up. And it's a huge company today.
Yes.
Very big. He says, make lots of lists and keep setting yourself new challenges. If you come past my desk anytime, you're going to see piles of paper. You know what those are? Lists.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, some of them are abandoned lists that I already took care of all of and I need to throw away. Yeah, I'm not the world's most organized person. But it's not a bad idea because for me, that keeps me organized enough to be able to say, all right, I got to get this, this, and this done by the end of the day. And you accomplish this stuff and you continue to set yourself new challenges and new goals and things like that. Now, this was an interesting one that he talks about, and I thought, you know, most business people, you're not going to hear them bring this one up. And this is an interesting point. He says, spend time with your family and learn to delegate. And, you know, for a guy like him, he sets out to do all these big businesses, but he's the big picture guy. He's the one out there going, what if we formed a private company that took people to space and had them pay for it? Well, you know, he's not in there going, all right, let's see if we can develop the way that the landing gear is going to work on this. He's not doing that. He's not even doing the day-to-day running of the company. He's the one with the big ideas.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that's stepping out there and saying, all right, you know what, let's do this. And the other part, spending time with your family. How many business people do that anymore?
It seems like a rare thing nowadays.
It really is. And, you know, and I'm probably as guilty as anybody else. You get home and like, oh, yeah, you. Okay. So I mean, this one thing Richard Branson says, great to do. Another thing. How many of us are willing to do this one? He says, try turning off the TV and get out there and do things. Oh, it's so easy to sit on the couch. So easy to sit down and watch. Oh, I got to see the latest episode of The Voice. You know, and I will admit, there are some things on television I enjoy watching. But I'm finding more and more as I get into it, I'm watching Netflix more often than not. And we've had that discussion around here. But I'm finding there are certain things I mark on Netflix and then figure out, well, wait a minute. That's a series that only went 4 seasons and ended on a cliffhanger. I don't want to watch that.
No.
You get to the end of that and you go, great, I'm going to be left hanging.
Yeah, and then you're just like, why didn't they make another season? I'm going to write those people.
If nothing else, make a movie to end this thing.
Yes.
You know, so you know, all right, what happened to these people?
Like what they did with Firefly.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one thing they did there. But, or, you know, of course, then there's the other seasons where they make it. Make the ending episode, and you don't have any clue what happened.
No.
Yes, I'm talking about you, Lost. But and that describes my feeling watching that. So he's saying, you know what, turn the TV off, get out there and do some stuff. And he says, when people say bad things about you, just prove them wrong. I think that's the Richard Branson way of saying haters gonna hate. You know, and I understand that. You know, if people are gonna say some bad stuff about you, okay, you know, step out there and say, you know what? Not true. You know what? My actions are going to speak for me. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, do what you love and have a sofa in the kitchen. Now, you're sitting here scratching your head about this. When I read this, I thought, what? A sofa in the kitchen. He's basically saying that, you know, he talks about, he says, you know, he says, sounds like a little much coming from me. He says, I do have my own little island in the Caribbean, but when we're on that island, we tend to just live in the kitchen. He says, the truth is, so long as you've got a kitchen, which has space for a sofa, and a bedroom, and a partner that you love, you don't necessarily need the add-ons in life. Basically saying, not a whole lot of excess there. That gets your attention, sofa in the kitchen. But you know, he's basically saying, look, you need a kitchen, you need a bathroom, you need a bedroom. What else do you need?
Not much I can think of.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a few certain elements I can think of that I need. Mostly it involves food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think you can afford yourself a few luxuries, like ice cream, for instance. Or the way the pork prices are going up, bacon very soon will be one of those things. But, you know, these were some of the things that he had to say that, you know what, these are the things that are going to make you successful. Now, what do you think about all of that? Do you think, all right, he's on to something there, he's got it? Or have you got something where you can say, you know what, this is something I've done to make me successful? Give us a call and share, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can text us, 80373, and share with us ways that you've found that you can make things successful in your life. So we're going to talk about that a little bit further and take your phone calls. Make sure you keep it right here. The name of the program, Lawrence and Taylor. And this is 590 WKZO. This portion of the program brought to you by Bronson, named one of America's 100 best hospitals for joint replacement by Health Grades. Learn more at bronsonhealth.com/ortho. Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. We've been talking about Sir Richard Branson. I had some tips on what brings success in your life. And I wanted to hear from you as well. What's brought success in your life? 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Heading to the phones right now to chat with Jeff in Richland. Jeff, glad you're with us.
Oh, how you guys doing today?
Doing well.
A couple things, and Mr. Branson quoted most of them. First of all, love what you do. Not like going to work if you don't have to deal with all that stress.
Sure.
Be the best that you can. No matter what you do, it doesn't matter whether you're digging ditches or being a CEO. Take care of your people, they take care of you. And that's three of the big ones.
Okay. All right. Those have worked out for you then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Jeff, appreciate your time with us today.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We go from Jeff over to Audrey in Portage. Audrey, glad you're with us.
Yeah, thank you. Two things I am very proud of. I should say the most thing I'm proud of is my family. And one of the things that we did was play games with our kids and our whole family. And the other thing was camping. Provided an opportunity to spend time as a family, work as a team, and the camper did not have TV or electronics in it. It was bare bones. And we still go camping that way, just my husband and I. So we... That's something I'm very proud of. Mm-hmm. Very successful. Is a close family.
You know, it's funny you should mention that play games thing. We did that at my house a couple of weekends ago, and it was probably one of the best times we've had in a good long while. So it's.
Oh, absolutely. And I know my one son, when he was a teenager and we had gotten, you know, life got too busy, he would remind us and say, Mom, we need a game night. And I was like, and that was a reality check for me going, yep, we do. Mm-hmm. And we would go ahead and plan one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's,
so those are the times we remember.
It's one of those things, and, you know, when we did that, my four-year-old came toddling out the next day going, when are we going to play that game?
Yep.
Yeah, so they remember that stuff.
And your kids won't go back and say, gosh, I really remember the movies that I watched with you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
No, but, you know, those game nights, I got to attest, I agree with you on that one because it's worked well for us.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks for your call. You know, and that's a couple of things, too. I mean, you know, that's one thing that Sir Richard Branson talked about was the idea of spending some time with your family. And there's the thing. How many remember, boy, I remember when we watched that sequel to whatever, you know, Hunger Games or whatever. Yeah, you know, they're not going to remember that so much as a family, but they're going to remember sitting there and playing some of those different games, even if even if you're just curling up and playing around a Candyland.
Yes.
You know, the kids remember that stuff for whatever reason. And Candyland, I don't even know how to play it anymore. We got it at our house, but it's one of those things that, yeah, you kind of have to do that every now and again. You know, they remember that stuff. And who knew that that sort of thing could bring success? But according to our caller, according to Richard Branson, it does.
Yeah.
Can't argue with success. We've got news coming up and more with you here on the program that we like calling Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZL. Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. This hour of the program brought to you by Great Lakes Waterproofing. Go to GreatLakesWaterproofing.com for a free estimate. You know, with all this snow melting, you could end up with some problems. So have them take a look. They are certainly going to be able to help you out. Jeremy Lawrence here with you as we are talking with you just about, I mean, about all sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff. And one of the things that has come up, as we've discussed various things, you know, the Republican Party seems like it's in fairly good shape going into the race for re-election for Governor Rick Snyder. The interesting thing, I mean, the polling data right now that they've got, and there was polling data that showed things were a lot wider. I think it was last month we had one that had Snyder over his likely Democratic opponent, Mr. Schauer, 47% to 39%. Well, now it's a 9-point difference between Governor Rick Snyder and Mark Schauer. Or if you go to an internal poll that the Mark Schauer's campaign has commissioned, they're saying that, well, Snyder's only up by 3 points. Well, do what you will with that one.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like saying, oh, it's not as bad as you might think, you know, and it's early. But it's a 9-point difference is what they're saying. This is in the Virginia-based Public Opinion Strategies. That's the name of the poll that has Snyder up. It's 45% to 36% over Mark Schauer. So this is some of the things that makes you say, all right, well, things seem to be in pretty good shape. But there's more. You know, it's like the old Ginsu commercials. But wait, there's more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Tea Party apparently is not too happy with the lieutenant governor, Brian Kelly. Now, I don't know a whole lot about lieutenant governor, other than he is the lieutenant governor. But the Tea Party's not terribly happy about him being the choice. And what they want to see is when they get to the convention, the state convention, they want to see him replaced with someone else. Now, they're saying that some of the Tea Party people, that they're definitely, they're saying 83% of Tea Party voters actually support the governor. The rest don't. But among those people, how many of them are going to say, well, you know what? I don't necessarily like Snyder's choice for lieutenant governor. Now, say what you will about him. I mean, it seems like recently he started to kind of up his game a little bit. He's out there in public. He was the one that actually signed the roads legislation that they just put through. This is the one where they're going to spend several more billion dollars on roads, which people are saying, okay, it's a start, but there needs to be more done. But it was the lieutenant governor that offered his signature on that one because Governor Snyder was out of the state at the time. But is this the guy? Do you feel like this is the guy that Republicans need to have in that position? You know, some would say, all right, well, you know what? If Snyder likes this guy, I like him, that's fine, whatever. But I think the Tea Party is looking at him going, is this our kind of guy? Because they're looking ahead 4 years and going, all right, we want our kind of person running for governor in 4 years. So they figure, you know, and I don't know, I don't think you can sit here and say, done deal, that it's you know, Snyder's election, but I think it's the governor's election to lose at this point. So you realize, all right, whoever his running mate is, they're going to start thinking, all right, well, 4 years from now, it's my turn. This is what politicians do. So is the Tea Party looking at this and going, well, we want our guy in there, or our girl, as the case may be, whoever it may be.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom line, I think that's probably what they're thinking, is they want somebody that more aligns with their way of thinking and their way of looking at things. Which, if you break it down, basically is the idea of getting government out of the way and getting, you know, they're taxed enough already. That's what it originally stood for. So you can kind of understand that. But is this something that is a widespread feeling? Do you feel like, all right, you know, Governor Snyder, yeah, people say they like him or they don't. He's done a good job or he hasn't. But what about Lieutenant Governor Brian Cowley? Is he the kind of guy where you go, yeah, all right, that's going to make a big difference? Or do you feel like, you know what? No, that's not going to make a bit of difference. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And I have to admit that I don't know the lieutenant governor all that well. So, you know, I would definitely like to hear more about him. Would like to hear more about the kind of guy he is, what it is that that's good about him, what's not so good. Love to hear from you on that. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Or you can text us as well, 80373, and you get your comments to us. And we'll share some of those comments as the program moves along. Right now, the phone lines are open, and we open them up to Tim from Kalamazoo. Tim, glad you're with us.
Yeah, good afternoon. I don't know a whole – I don't think there's a lot of people who don't know a whole lot about this guy, Cowley. Mm-hmm. And the reason is it's just like anybody who's like a, lieutenant governor or, sometimes a vice president up until many years has always been a backstage person.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't know these people. Let's say that Snyder does keep him on the ticket, wins, and then 4 years from now he runs. I think unless he does something really great and gets name recognition out there, I think they're going to have a tough time.
Well, and I think we saw that, if you remember, when John Engler was in office, what was it, Dick Postumus ran that next time and didn't do so hot.
No, he did not. And there was, and once again, it was not a lot of name recognition there.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't running. He didn't run a campaign that I think that he didn't, as if he really wanted to win.
Well, and I think the other part of it was that, you know, Jennifer Granholm was out there and she was, you know, a new name, but an interesting name and somebody people knew at the time as attorney general. So people were like, oh, yeah, okay, well, we'll trust her with it. You know, I don't know that it was necessarily a let's reject Engler or anything at that particular point. But, to look at this now, yeah, you kind of scratch your head a little bit because lieutenant governor is not one of those in front of people every day kind of positions. It's really kind of second banana.
Yep. Yeah, behind the curtain. And so the point is right now is that you're right about Granholm. She had big-time name recognition being attorney general. She did, her name was always out there on a lot of stuff. It was on TV, and her name was always in the paper. And then it was the first woman governor, I think, so.
Now, that I didn't remember one way or another. I lived in the state at the time when she was elected. I can recall that, but I don't remember whether she was the first woman or not. So
yes,
you're probably right about that. So.
Yeah, I think she was the first woman governor. I looked at all the governors of the state, and all been men. She was the first woman governor.
Mm-hmm. And people love to make history that way, too.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Well, Tim, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. And we continue on with the program here. And, of course, you're welcome to give us a call. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And maybe, that's one of the reasons why, because you have seen the lieutenant governor up his profile a little bit of late. I mean, you saw him, he was out there with, the roads and getting in front of that one. And you got to think, to a certain degree, that's one of those things of saying, Governor, can I have this one? Because I'd like people to know who I am. You got to think there's some of that because, there's that plan for the future. But really, lieutenant governor in a lot of states, you really don't get that kind of attention. That's like, it's like the runner-up to Miss America. Nobody knows that it's Miss New Jersey or whoever it is. They just know this is the one that fulfills the duties if this one can't do it. And the last one that I think had that problem was probably Vanessa Williams years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, if the lieutenant governor was actually out in front of everybody, you would think, what did he do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Making the news maybe for the wrong reasons, because he's usually the guy in the background that kind of just stays out of the way.
You know, this is the guy that stands behind the governor mm-hmm. going, yep, yep, yep.
Yep.
Uh-huh, I agree. Yes. You the man. All right. I mean, you just kind of picture that out of the lieutenant. Oh, I don't know. I mean, Lieutenant Governor Callie could be a great guy.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know a lot about him.
And I don't either.
And, you know, I would say, I dare I say that much like when they do these national polls where they go out and they say, hey, who's the Speaker of the House? And people go, Or my other favorite, who's Vice President?
Yeah.
You know, I say that in the state of Michigan, if you went, who's the lieutenant governor? Let's see, I know. Granholm? I don't know. I don't know. Did they bring her back? I don't You know, because how many people actually know who it is?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a tough struggle in that position to be able to say, yeah, I'm the lieutenant governor. Of course you are. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Show me your ID.
Yeah, you know. It's one of those thankless roles where, you know, it's just like you walk in. Yeah, you don't recognize me? No, I don't. You're a guy in a suit. You know?
Yeah, we're going to have to call security on you.
No, really, I am lieutenant governor. You know, you almost have to go with the governor and have the governor. No, that's him. Yeah. He's with me. It's okay. You know,
let him in or, hey, let him on the plane. It's okay.
So, you know, I understand the idea that the Tea Party is saying, well, no, we kind of want our guy. We want, you know, okay, I get that. But there you go. You're basically saying, all right, we want to replace a guy that people have never heard of with somebody that, quite frankly, you can't even name right now.
Mm-hmm.
And once you did get them in place, be kind of like, uh-huh, who is that? I don't know.
Where did he come from?
You know, and for the most part, you don't vote for the second banana anyway. You know, that I think the last time that I ever voted for the second person on the ticket was 2008, and that was just simply because it was like, McCain, but Palin, okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's at least fun. I get that. But, you know, for the most part, you don't vote for second banana. You vote for the top of the ticket.
Because they're the ones in charge.
Yeah, this is the one making all the decisions instead of going, you know what? I like that guy. Yes. Uh-huh. You know, and really, even Joe Biden is a little bit that way. Yeah, the president's great, and I'm going to go stick my foot in my mouth now.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is the thing. And the lieutenant governor, I mean, it faces a tall order, particularly if Governor Snyder wins, because then you've got, well, the new agenda, Governor Snyder, this, that, and the other. And then, all right, who is that other guy again? You know, he has to get that exposure. So I can understand the Tea Party saying, well, we don't want him. But, you know, is it because they don't like him or because they just want somebody else that they at least know, okay, well, at least we know we can trust him? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
So I don't know, but I'd love to learn a little bit more about the guy, because quite frankly, I hadn't heard of him until I moved back to the state and went, oh, he's the lieutenant governor now. Okay. Who? Just the way it is, I guess.
Yeah, can you give me this guy's profile?
Something. I mean, at least tell me if he likes long walks on the beach or something, you know. Something. I could use that. Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. Of course, the Taylor part of it on vacation and the Lawrence part of it. Yeah, you're listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Michael part of it, who just happens to chime in.
Hey.
You know, you didn't even interrupt the program today. I'm a little disappointed.
You know, no traffic updates or anything of that nature. I mean, everyone must be driving pretty safely out there.
I guess.
I mean, the pavement is pretty dry.
Yeah. Well, you know, seeing less and less of the white stuff, or in this case, the off-white stuff that got cluttered with a whole bunch of crap.
Yeah, with a bunch of dirt.
Yeah, that stuff out there. So, you know what? We were talking Lieutenant Governor before, and Cindy from Portage is on the line. Cindy, glad you joined us here towards the end of the program.
Thank you. I don't know a whole lot about Brian Kelly, but I do know one thing about him, that he has a young daughter who has autism.
Okay.
And he is very supportive of a nonprofit I helped form here in Kalamazoo County called Acorn Farm. And we've been to visit him, and he said we'd like to come down and visit our vocational program this spring or summer. So thought I'd mention that. Seems like a real good guy.
Yeah, sounds like I'd like to learn more about the guy because I just don't know all that much about him, and you know, and I think there's an awful lot of voters that feel the same way. So it's interesting to learn some of these tidbits. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
See,
bye.
Thanks for calling. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, you learn these little things that, you know, he's supporting some of these things in the local community. It's always nice to hear.
Yes, that is.
You know, I mean, I think it's just simply because, you know, Lieutenant Governor, he hasn't developed that personality we all expect. Like, you know, I mean, if you remember when, you know, presidents and vice presidents, Cheney always had that sense of, oh, that's Dad. You know, this is you have to go ask Dad for the car keys.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just kind of had that sense from Cheney. You know, and Biden, you get that sense that he's like weird Uncle Joe in the corner that says the most outrageous things. And everybody goes, oh, it's just Uncle Joe. What are you going to do?
It's just,
you know,
the way it is.
It's just, you know, even the Obama administration, they're just kind of like, you know, it's just Joe.
Yeah.
Really. You know, so, you know, lieutenant governors, they don't generally get that that upfront kind of personality that people get used to seeing, that, you know, that, oh, yeah, I want to see more of them. You know, I think about some of the states I've lived in before, past governors and lieutenant governors, where you go, you know, I lived in Indiana for a while. Mitch Daniels was governor and lieutenant governor. I didn't even really remember her name. She was around. But she didn't get elected in her own right either.
That's the thing. They're just in the background.
They're just sort of there.
Yeah.
This is the person that goes, yes. It's all you get, really. Well, Lawrence and Taylor, done for today. We're going to be back with a shortened program tomorrow because of Tiger baseball. So be sure you're tuned in.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.